It's the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer. We're visiting with Jensen Seed Company's Carl Jensen, based at Pekin, North Dakota. And Carl, what were the planting and growing conditions like this season?
Well, we were really scared of having a late spring, but we went right from winter to summer. We warmed up fast, got in the field a little quicker than we were anticipating, you know, around the beginning of May is when things fired up here. And actually the spring turned out a lot better than what we were looking for. Started out with ample moisture toward the end of May and June, but then have turned dry since then. July and August were extremely dry for us.
Yeah, and so that's kind of been a common theme in parts of northeast North Dakota, that rain just seemed to shut off after the 4th of July, as it sounds in your area too.
Yeah, the same story. We had more rain in July than what we did in August, a little under 3 inches in July, but about 6,900 in the whole month of August. So yeah, when it shut off, it shut off.
Yeah, and in your area, there are some maybe better, heavier soils, but you also get into some of those lighter, sandy soils. I guess, what has been the result for the soybean and corn crops and other crops in the area?
Yeah, it's like you said, we do have a lot of variable sand to some good productive dirt here, and yields have been all over the place on the small grains. We really haven't gotten any corn and beans yet, but there will be some beans probably coming off next week. And the fall crops they're going to vary all over the place. Just if you were in a little pocket that caught that extra inch of rain a couple of times that have passed through, there's going to be some respectable yields, but there's going to be some disappointing ones too in areas.
Yeah, and I know you mentioned crazy to think that soybean harvest could start as early as after Labor Day, but some of that corn crop must not be far behind as well.
Yeah, no, the corn's going to be ready before a lot of guys even think about getting out there. And with all the dry weather we have, it might be one of them years a guy might have to look at combining some corn before soybeans. A lot of stocks are getting cannibalized and could be pretty weak for some of them later fall storms that we always seem to get here. So corn will be way above normal. We've had some growers chopping corn here for week to 10 days probably, and I don't think I've ever remembered people chopping in August before.
So kind of bringing our conversation full circle, we know that typical yields vary from region to region in North Dakota, I guess. What kind of is a typical year for corn and soybeans in your area, and are we expecting an average crop, below average? What are we looking at right now?
Average to a bit below average. I mean, the last 2 years for us have been exceptional, and we're not going to be near what the last 2 years are. But it's not going to be a total disaster either, but a bit under average overall, I'm thinking. It might be one of those years when we got cut short of moisture in August. Some of the earlier maturing beans that we had go in just might be out yielding some of the later ones because they probably finished, had a little bit left in the ground. And it could be possible on the corn side too. I know maturity means yields in most hybrids, but timing of moisture is a big issue of that. So it'll be interesting to see how it pans out, but we may not have that big variance of yield between the early maturity stuff and the late maturity stuff that we do see some years.
Again, we've been visiting with Carl Jensen of Jensen Seed Company at Pekin, North Dakota, on the Red River Farm Network Crop Tour presented by Pioneer.